Okay. A very timely topic. Erev Tavshin. We like to eat a lot of delicious foods on Shabbos. We like to eat a lot of delicious foods on Yom Tov too. It's a mitzvah, in fact. And on Shabbos, you have to have yummy, delicious foods. The problem is that, especially next week, we have Rosh Hashanah begins Wednesday night. We have Thursday night is the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So going into Shabbos, we have Yom Tov. Now, are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov for another day? So in general, you can't do malacha on Yom Tov even for another day of Yom Tov. You can't do malacha on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Even if we're talking about Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz, you can't do on the first day of Sukkot for the second day of Sukkot. So, and you certainly can't do from Yom Tov to a weekday. And that's even malacha, but I'm saying even preparation. We don't do hachana from Yom Tov to Chol, or from Shabbos to Chol, right? That we don't, on Shabbos, do something that we need for Sunday. That's not something we do. The problem is, are we allowed to cook on Yom Tov? Yes, we're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Why? The pasuk says, Ochal Nefesh, you're allowed to do your needs for food on Yom Tov. So the question is, why are you not allowed to cook then on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So Chazal instituted something called an Erev Tavshilin, which essentially says that you're going to make some food Erev Yom Tov that you designate for Shabbos. And now, when I cook on Yom Tov, I'm continuing to cook for Shabbos. So that is our topic today, how that works. How does that come about? What we can just make something that I started on Wednesday, so now I can continue Thursday, Friday, meaning what's the logic here? What's the mechanism? What kind of Isser are we talking about? Right? What's the Isser? Why can't you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? What kind of Isser is that? Is that an Isser d'oraita? Is that an Isser d'rabbanan? We have on Yom Tov that you are allowed to cook for Ochal Nefesh. So I need food. Well, I also will need food on Shabbos. Why isn't that considered Ochal Nefesh? So that is our topic today. So let us begin with source one. And I even, today for the Gemaras, I put the English there as well. So anybody who wants to can follow along immediately below the source. Source one is a Gemara in Sachem that has a machloket between Rav Chista and Rabba. Ha'ofe miyom tov l'chol. If you cook on Yom Tov for a weekday, this isn't for Shabbos, for a weekday. Rav Chista amar loke. Rabba amar eno loke. Rav Chista says you get malkot. Rabba says you don't get malkot. Okay, now what would be the logic whether or not to say you get malkot? Rav Chista amar loke, you do get malkot. Lo amrinan ho'il mikayle orchim chazile. Rabba amar eno loke amrinan ho'il. I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov in order to eat on Yom Tov. I'm hungry for lunch. I'm allowed to lechachila, go. You know, I might not be able to light a flame, but I could transfer a flame. But I could heat up totally raw food that's never been cooked, heat it up, and eat it. And that's all allowed lechachila. There's no limitation on what I'm allowed to do for my... I mean, there are limitations, okay? But I'm saying, in terms of, am I allowed to make food for this meal right now? The answer is yes. So, because I could do that right now, so I'm going to have lunch. How many people are coming over? It's me, one other person. So can I make 800 hamburgers? So you would say, that's excessive. You don't need to be cooking 800 hamburgers. You need to be cooking 2, 4, how many are you going to eat? And that's it. So, comes along Rabba, and Rabba says, no, you don't get malkot when you do that, because what if all of a sudden knocks on the door an entire group from Kfar, a whole group shows up, and all of MTA shows up and says, we're here to eat. Yom Tov. Aha. Because you had guests, All of a sudden, the 800 hamburgers you made went to good use. So can I fault you for having made 800 hamburgers? No. So says Rabbo, it's not only if you know you're having guests. Even the potential that you could have guests who would eat all that food allows you to make all that food for your meal on Yom Tov. And therefore, even though this person cooked on Yom Tov for a weekday, he doesn't get malkot, he doesn't get lashes, because potentially this food wasn't made be'eser, wasn't made violating a prohibition, because he could be, in theory, making it for Yom Tov in the unforeseen circumstances that a lot of guests all of a sudden show up. Yes?
According to Rabbi, if he didn't have any reasonable reason to...
Yes. Correct. Because in theory, a guest could have arrived. He's allowed to cook that food. Therefore, even though he cooked that food with no guests arriving and no guests expected to arrive, nonetheless, we don't give him malchus.
No, I mean, like you said, 800 burgers. It's going to be reasonable if you know there's a group of kids coming, whatever, in that area.
Right.
It's not reasonable if you live in town.
Correct. Even if you live in the middle of nowhere, Rabbah says, nonetheless, because the guests could show up, that's enough of a reason. Yes?
Are you allowed to have the intention to cook for Chol as opposed to, I'm cooking and if it turns out no one comes?
That's what he makes it sound. Mi Yom Tov L'Chol. You cook on Yom Tov for a weekday. You don't get Malkos. Now, again, we could get into whether that's L'Chachila B'di'evet, meaning, must be B'di'evet, meaning this person did it, does he get Malkos? And the answer is, he doesn't get Malkos. That might be that he's patur of al asur. That means it's forbidden to do so, but if he did it, he doesn't get lashes. That is certainly a plausible reading of it. But here we have Rabba saying, Amrinan ho'il, that's the term. Ho'il means since. As in, we say this idea. Since people could show up, and he could cook for them, the fact that he cooked, even though it wasn't for them, the food was therefore rendered fit and roy for Yom Tov, and therefore, even though he did so for a weekday, he is not flogged. He doesn't get malkot. That is what Rav Chisda said. Yes?
Rav Chisda said that even if it is for chol...
Sorry, that's what Rabbah said. Rav Chisda was machmir. Rav Chisda says you get malkos.
So according to Rabbah, even though if it is for chol, you won't get lashed?
You don't get lashed.
Okay, so then on that, surely that's like, I don't know how to say, like, out of the spirit of Yom Tov.
Yeah, could be.
And B, are you generally allowed to cook for chol?
On Yom Tov?
Yeah.
So he says, meaning, I said we read this as l'chachila, you shouldn't. But you wouldn't get malkos because you have the potential of feeding it to guests who arrive.
Even though, and if you know that there's not going to be guests, but there's not, you know it's not going
to happen. That's all we have so far is his statement. Okay, you're asking the questions that Rishonim and Acharonim ask when they interpret this statement. But right now we're trying to understand the principles of what they say. So we have Rabbah and Rav Chisda, and Rabbah says you might have guests who will need the food, so you can cook for them. So then they had a conversation. According to your view, who says we don't hold of this idea that guests may arrive? If I have a rule that I can cook on Yom Tov because guests may arrive, now this makes it sound like l'chachila. He says, how do you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Because I know how to have fresh food on Shabbos. How do I do it? I cook my meal for Yom Tov, and I make so much, and it's Friday, Erev Shabbos, and it'll still be good for Shabbos. And why is that okay? Because I could have 300 guests show up and eat all that food on Yom Tov, so therefore it's okay that I cook for Shabbos. That all works according to my Shita, because I say this reason of Ho'il. Since guests can come, it's okay for me to cook. But you don't hold of Ho'il. So how is it that you can cook Erev Shabbos when it's Yom Tov? Amar Leih, Mishum Erev Tavshilin. Because of this mechanism known as Erev Tavshilin. So he says to him, Umishum Erev Tavshilin Sharinan Isser Doraita. He said, how is it, according to you, that we're going to allow the violation of a Torah Isser? Erev Tav Shilin, the rabbis made a mechanism that allows you to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. How can they devise a mechanism that allows you to do something that's violating an Isser Doraita? So he said to him, I don't agree with your premise. Mi Doraita Tzarchei Shabbat Nasim B'Yom Tov. Midoraita, according to the Torah, you can cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. For Rabbanan hu degazru bei, and the rabbis made a gzera that you can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Gzera shema yomru ofen miyom tov avlechol. Why did they say you can't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Because if we let you cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're going to come to cook on Yom Tov for a weekday. It makes a lot of sense. I'm off from work. It's the day I'm least busy. Let me make 17 meals, put them in the freezer, I don't know, wrap them up, tinfoil, Tupperware. Very logical. So no, we don't want you to cook from Yom Tov to a weekday, so we don't let you cook on Yom Tov from Shabbos. You need to cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos. So they said, okay, do an Erev Tav Shilin. Kevin, that's Rechu, Rabbanan, Erev Tav Shilin, it lay Hekera. Since they said, the only way you can cook for Shabbos is by doing an Erev Tav Shilin, that will serve as a reminder that you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but only for Shabbos, not for a weekday. So we have a machloket, Rav and Rav Chisda. Rav says, you might have guests who will need the food, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. But Rav Chisda says, Rabbanan made a takana not to rely on that idea. So when Shabbos follows Yom Tov, the Chacham said, okay, let's go back to the original idea. You are allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why didn't they say, let's go back to the Hoel? Meaning they said, we made a Gzerah, you're not allowed to rely on Hoel. Because we don't want you to cook for a weekday. So when it comes to Yom Tov that's Erev Shabbos, why don't we say, okay, we do rely on Hoel. Meaning, instead of saying they made something new to allow you to cook for Shabbos, why don't you say they only got rid of Hoel when Yom Tov doesn't go into Shabbos?
It's a bit specific. You say, so you hold, it's picking and choosing.
Okay, that's an interesting approach. Meaning, once we're getting rid of it, we're getting rid of it, is what you're saying. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Source 2, he gives an answer that says, Ela shechachamim asu l'troch b'yom tov l'tzorech hakol, we're in the middle after the ellipsis, kevan she'efshar l'troch b'chol atzmo. Aval Shabbat she'achar yom tov, kevan she'efshar l'troch b'shabbat atzmo, haya ro'i la'atir l'troch b'yom tov l'chod ha'shabbat, kevan she'u shal l'chach she'efshar b'nyan acher. ומן התורה אין כאן שום איסר כלל, כשמבשל באור היום גדול, שיש שהות ביום, שמזדמנו לא אורחים שלא אוכלו, עדיין היום היו אוכלים מהתף של זה שמבשל לצורך שבת. What does he say? He says, if we rely on that hoil, you're going to end up cooking for a chol. Meaning most people would end up doing their weekday cooking on Yom Tov. So we say, don't cook on Yom Tov for other days. But on Shabbos, they came up with Erev Tav Shilin. It's a slightly interesting way to phrase that idea. Either way, Rav Chisda says, there's no such concept as Hoel. Which means, Hoel means since. Since guests can come, I'm allowed to cook. So Rav Chisda says there's no concept as Hoel. We don't hold of that idea. Which means it's an Isser Doraita to cook for a weekday, even with a chance of guests arriving. But Midoraita, you can cook for Shabbos, and you can do all your Shabbos needs on Yom Tov. But Rabbanan came and said, don't do Shabbos needs on Yom Tov, but if you do an Erev Tav Shilin, then it's fine. Why Midoraita would it be allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Why are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov in the first place? The Pasuk says, Ochel Nefesh. You need to be able to eat. So Rashi tells us that source 3, Dichtiv ach asher yochal lechol nefesh, what you need for your food to live, you are allowed to cook on Yontif. V'shabat v'yomtov chana kedushahi, tetravayu shabat ikru. When it comes to when Shabbos comes after Yontif, they extended the Kedusha of Yontif. And since you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif, you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. That's one answer. Toso at source 4 gives a different answer. Tzarchei Shabbat nasim b'yomtov, la mishum de Kedusha achadhi, not like Rashi said. Ela kolomar hoil shehi mitzvat Shabbat im lo yasena b'yomtov shuv lo yasena chashiv kamo ochal nefesh b'yomtov. I need to prepare for Shabbos. When is my time to prepare for Shabbos? Okay, they didn't have refrigeration. When can I cook for Shabbos and the food will still be good on Shabbos? There's only one day you can do that. What day of the week is that?
Friday.
And if Friday is Yomtov, I need to prepare for Shabbos and Yomtov. So then that becomes part of the mitzvah ayom. That becomes my ochal nefesh. Yes?
Just one on each opinion, one on Rashi, question on Rashi and question on Tosfot.
Yeah.
According to Rashi, why not like mitzvah just allow people to cook on Shabbos?
Cook on Shabbos?
Yeah. Why not just mitzvah
tefillah? Cook on Shabbos is an iser d'oraita.
I understand, but in the same that you apply the...
We cook before Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos. That's the whole idea of Shabbos.
But isn't he saying that you can still cook on Shabbos?
No. Okay. Never allowed to cook on Shabbos.
No, but he's saying you apply the Kodesh of Yom Tov on the Shabbos.
As in, so now I'm preparing for Yom Tov.
As if you're preparing for Yom Tov.
Yes.
Okay, so on the Tosfot, would the Tosfot, if that is the reason for the Bible, that still apply today?
Meaning when we can now cook. Good, we're going to get to that question. Okay, good. So here's the question then. Why would it be usher without an Erev Tavshilin? If it's part of my mitzvah dayov, meaning I have to cook on Friday for Shabbos, so why would it be usher without an Erev Tavshilin? If we say that the din d'oraita is as is, so people that will say, just like you can cook for Yontif on Shabbos, cook for Yontif. On Shabbat, let's try to say the sentence in English. One second. Just like you cook on Yontif for Shabbos, you can also cook on Yontif for a weekday. So Rav Chisda is saying, they made you go through doing an Erev Tavshilin, it will remind you you could cook on Yontif only for Shabbos, not on a weekday. So that is how Tosfot explains Rav Chisda's view. What would be a nafkamina? You know what a nafkamina is? A practical halachic difference. What's the difference between these two views? Let's go back to source 2, the first half that I skipped. Alpha pi sha'asur la'asur afilu kom alachar ochal nefesh l'tzorech motzi yomtov. Mikom akom imchal yomtov liot beru shabbat min adin hayam otor la'asotom yomtov l'tzorech ha'shabbat sh'lacharav. Sha'arei mevashel o'osah sh'ar melachot b'yomtov l'tzorech ha'chol enum lokim in ha'torah. Ho'il v'atav shil roi lebo bayom. Even though I'm not allowed to prepare on yomtov for any other day, if Yontif is Erev Shabbos, I'm allowed to prepare for Shabbos. Because technically, even if I prepared for Yontif for a weekday, I don't get Malkos because my food is good for Yontif. And in theory, I could have eaten it on Yontif, like if guests came. But look at the parentheses. El im kein pishel samach lachash shecha she'ein od shehut payom lechol mimeno. What if I cook on Yontif close to the end of Yontif? Meaning if the reason... Says Rabbah, why can I cook on Yontif? Because guests may arrive who will be able to eat the food. So therefore, I'm not really cooking for a weekday or for Shabbos afterwards. I'm really cooking for Yontif. It's technically available on Yontif for anybody who shows up and wants to eat it. That's what Rabbah says. That's his loophole. But what if I cook and there's only 3 minutes left to Yontif? Is there really a chance that a person's going to show up in Yontif and be able to eat this food? No. So therefore, what if I'm cooking straight into the last second? So the answer is no. According to Rabba's reasoning, if the whole reason I'm allowed to cook on Yontif is because guests may arrive, so if I'm cooking towards the end of Yontif, right before it gets dark, so that reason wouldn't apply. If the reason I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov is because I always was allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, and only they made a gzera not to, and if I do an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to, so I'm still allowed to. Meaning, just because it's Yom Tov's almost over, nothing changed. That's clear? If the reason why I can cook on Yom Tov is because guests may arrive, if it's the end of Yom Tov when there's no chance for guests to arrive, then I can't cook. So according to Rabba, I wouldn't be allowed to. While according to Rav Chisda, the reason I can cook on Yom Tov has nothing to do with guests arriving. So even though Yom Tov's about to be over, since my reason for cooking on Yom Tov is that I'm always allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so I'm still always allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay, and that's a nafkamina we have between Rabba and Rav Chisda's explanation, meaning as to why you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura, source 5, says, based on this idea, Kat v'acharonim, deb Yom Tov shechal yod be'er Shabbat, yizahir lakhtim hachanat ma'achalav l'Shabbat, b'chdei shigmar m'lachto bo yom kadol. So therefore, how do we paskin Rabba Rav Chisda? So he says, try to finish cooking your food early enough. The samach l'shecha, b'zman d'lo shayach sh'yitzarech lo b'yom tov guf, alo yesh kan leta dem melacha d'oraita. Why get involved in possibly violating melacha d'oraita? The reason why you can cook on Yom Tov is for the tzarech of Yom Tov. So if you cook early enough, it can be tzarech Yom Tov, a guest may arrive. So in other words, we're going to be choshish to this idea of Rabba. And since Rava's heter is based on the chance that guests are going to arrive, so cook your food early enough so that guests can arrive. And if it's late, you shouldn't. V'katvu d'mitamzen no'gu laktim tefilat arvit b'lel Shabbat. I believe it's the Magen Avram. Says, you know what? Let's make, when Yom Tov goes into Shabbos, let's make Marav a little bit earlier. If we make Marav earlier, everybody's going to be stopping cooking a little bit earlier. And therefore, we're not going to run into this problem. But ayin ber alacha the b'shat achak yesh la'akel b'yom tov sheni shechal b'erev Shabbos. If the Friday going into Shabbos is yom tov sheni, we can be lenient. Im nitachel b'shulo the Shabbat at samach l'Shabbat. V'af yom tov rishon afshad yesh la'akel, and it could be that there's good reason to be mekel even on the first day. What's the good reason? Maybe we paskin like Rav Chisda. Okay. Well, lechatchila v'vaday tzarech lizar v'zeh lechatchila we should be machmir. Especially when it's the first day of Yom Tov Friday. So that's not happening next week, but that happens sometimes, like when Shavuos falls out Friday and then Shabbos. Okay? That is, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying, L'chatchila choshesh to Rabba, b'di'eved, we hold like Rav Chisda. The Aruch HaShulchan, source 6, well, the Peir Zeg, Yish Lizar, Shalol HaBashal, Be'er Shabbat, B'Yom Tov, Samach Le'erev, Va'olam ein nisharim bazeh. The minog isn't to be machmir about this. People, indeed, just like they're ready every single week of their lives, the last minute before Shabbos, no matter what time Shabbos comes in, that happens on Yom Tov as well.
Which
bidin is b'di'eved? B'di'eved, like Rav Chisda, that, in other words, Rav Chisda allows you to cook until the last minute. Rabba says you shouldn't cook the last minute because the whole reason you could cook is guests can arrive. So the chachila you should cook earlier. If you have it, you can cook later.
Does anyone give us a time? Or
no, no, no. So what does an Erev Tavshilin do? How does this fix our problem? So for that, we go to source 7. And again, you have the English there if you want, right after the source. The Mishnah had, we have a machloket in the Gemara between Rav and Ravashi. But let's see what the topic is. Yom Tov, the Mishnah says, Yom Tov shechal yod Erev Shabbat, lo yivachshel b'tchila miyom tov l'shabbat. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday, don't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Avam yivachshel hu liyom tov, v'im hotir, hotir l'shabbat. But you are allowed to cook for Yom Tov. And you can make a big pot of food, just in case you get hungry. And now there's leftovers, you have leftovers for Shabbat. V'osid tavshel me'erev Yom Tov, b'somech alav Shabbat. And this is what we call the Erev Tavshilin. We make something before Yom Tov, and we rely on that for Shabbos. And what is this item we make? Beit Shammai Omrim Shnei Tavshilin. We need two foods. Uveit Hillel Omrim Tavshil Echad. Even one food is enough. We take a food before Yom Tov, And we say, I made this food for Shabbos. And then on Yom Tov, I'm not starting to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. I'm essentially continuing my cooking for Shabbos that I started before Yom Tov. That is the mechanism they made.
In reality, what does that look
like? We're going to get there. We're going to get there. It's coming. Okay? What if you ate that item? Or it got lost? Achlo o sha'avar. Lo yivashel olav b'tchilo. Vim shir mimeno koshel. But if some of it is left, samech olav l'shabbat. So then you can continue cooking. So this Erev Tavshilin that we designate before Yom Tov, we can't let it get eaten until Shabbos. It has to be saved until Shabbos. Now, what is the rationale behind this? The Gemara says, "Minani mili." What's the source? Amar Shmuel, Amar Kraz, Zechored Yom Hashabbat Lekadsho, Zechreil Me'achar Shabbat Lashkicho. We have to remember the Shabbos day. Make it holy. We have important laws that we learn from this pasuk. We learn to make Kiddush. We learn to make it a special day. So we don't want this day to be forgotten. So what is the lesson here? If I'm so busy with Yom Tov, what might I forget to do? I might forget to make food for Shabbos. So therefore, we, before Yom Tov, already make a food for Shabbos that's designated for Shabbos.
Sorry, what happens if it gets lost or you eat it?
So then you can't use, you don't have an Erev Tavshilin anymore. Though it says if some of it is left, it's still good. My time, what's the reason behind this Erev Tavshilin? Amar Rava, Kidei sheyivror mana yafel l'shabbat u'mana yafel l'yom tov. It's in order to make sure you have some good food set aside for Shabbos. So what's the goal of the Erev Tavshilin? To help Shabbos or to help Yom Tov?
Shabbos.
Rav Ashi amar, Kidei sheyomru ein ofen miyom tov l'shabbat, in order so that people know you can't cook on Yom Tov, not even for Shabbos, and certainly not for a weekday. In other words, the point of this is to protect Shabbos' honor or Yom Tov's honor? Yom Tov's honor. And that is the machloket. What is the goal of the Erev Tavshilin? Is it to protect Shabbos, to help Shabbos, make sure you leave enough good food for Shabbos and you don't eat it all on Yom Tov, or don't forget to prepare for Shabbos? Or is it to protect Yom Tov? What would your Yom Tov look like if you spend all your time preparing for Shabbos? You're preparing for a weekday, certainly. So therefore, the only reason you could cook on Yom Tov is because you're not really cooking on Yom Tov. You're finishing the cooking for Shabbos that you began before Yom Tov. That's the mechanism. And the food that you had to do beforehand is working as a reminder. It's a heker. As in the last word we saw in source 1, itle hekera. Since you had to do an Erev Tavshilin, it serves as a reminder, a conspicuous marker, reminding you that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos without having done this Erev Tavshilin, and certainly then you wouldn't allow to be cook on Yom Tov for a weekday. Yes?
But just because you do Erev Tavshilin, isn't it a bit symbolic? Because you could end up forgetting all about Yom Tov and cook all day for Shabbat because you've done this Erev Tavshilin.
Indeed.
Okay.
So, let me ask you a question. Let's say I can cook all my food before Yom Tov, for Shabbos. In other words, all of this is so I can cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Right? You said to me, we have refrigeration now. We can cook and the food will still be good on Shabbos. I could freeze it, take it out, it'll be wonderful. So do I still do this Erev Tavshilin in order to allow myself to cook on Yom Tov? Or, meaning A, if I'm not going to use it and not need it, or B, ask a better question. Should I cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Meaning, if I can do it before, isn't that better? That question was asked in Ramosha Feinstein, source 8. Mi she'eino nitzrach leilu tavshilin im chayav lasoto mikol makom. Should he do one anyway? And he says, indeed, you wouldn't need to do one. But, go towards the end. Aval mikol makom. לאחד שישאל מתחילה בערב יום טוב, איך שיעשה, אם יכין הכל מיום טוב, לא יצטרך לעשות ערב תבשילים. Should he prepare everything before Yom Tov and not need an Erev Tavshilin? Im yesh lo gam nerot looking, you know, and he's going to have candles going, so he doesn't need to even transfer candles in order to light Shabbos candles. O sheyas Erev Tavshilin v'yavashal b'yom Tov erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. Or should I not cook everything before Yom Tov and davko cook things on Friday? Tzarech vada lomar lo sheyoter tov sheyitzarech lasot Erev Tavshilin. Better he should do this mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin and allow him some, certainly, kidei shelo yitzeh mizeh kilkul, so he doesn't mess anything up, and if he does need to do prep, he's fine. That's the reason he gives there. But I think he's also saying that this is the mitzvah, Erev Tavshilin, you do it, and you're allowed to cook on Shabbos on Friday, for Shabbos on Friday now.
So it's you should do it, but it's not a chovah.
Oh, it's not a chovah.
Even though you might say mess it up, it's still
so he says, better to do it so you don't mess it up. But there's no need to do it if indeed you did all your cooking beforehand. So then you're fine. Okay.
So should one, if one has the choice to cook it all beforehand or to do Erev Tavshilin, is it, which one is better?
So he says he chooses doing Erev Tavshilin.
Yeah.
Fine. Now we're going to get into how to do it, what to do. What happens if you forget to do it? Let's go through the Shulchan Aruch in Source 9. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sif Aleph, Yom Tov Shechal Yod Erev Shabbos, Lo Yavashol B'tchila L'Sarach Shabbat, V'kderim Fnei Atzmo, V'vashahu Kama K'nirol Yom Tov, V'motir Otir L'Shabbat. Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, don't cook for Shabbos, but you can cook for Yom Tov, and if there's leftovers, you can have in Shabbos. V'alyidei Erev, but if you made an Erev Tavshilin, V'vashah B'tchila L'Shabbos. Then you can lichachila cook for Shabbos because you have the Erev Tavshilin. Perish, inyana Erev. Here it explains. What is Erev Tavshilin? Hu shiyavashal v'yofem miyom tov l'shabbat, imasha bishal v'afak farme Erev yom tov l'shem Shabbat. You cook something before Yom Tov for Shabbos, and now when you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're just continuing that cooking. V'nimtza shelo hinchil malacha b'yom tov ele gemarota. You didn't start any malach on Yom Tov, you finished it. Yes.
Isn't it about finishing it? Isn't the thing in Judaism that whoever finishes it is...
That's a thing. But that's a different topic. Okay, here it's... Don't start cooking for Shabbos.
But you can finish.
But you can finish if you did this Erev Tavshilin. Makeh B'Potish is the finishing touch, is one of the Lamentai Melachos of Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Already we have the first time where people ask, what if I forgot? So the first point I want to make, if you forgot, is here in Sif Aleph, the Ramah. Umutr la'aniach zeh afilu safik chashicha. What does that mean? Ben ha-shmashot. What's ben ha-shmashot? When it's between day and night, the first few minutes of Shabbos, or Yom Tov, sorry. First few minutes, and you realize you need to make an Erev Tavshilin. Can you still do it? So the answer is yes. Because, really, we're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So since, okay, we'll allow you to do it even in this Safik HaShecha time. So the first question is, what if I forgot to do an Erev Tavshilin? Well, what time is it? If it's still then, go do it now.
Okay?
How long? During Ben HaShvashot.
No, Ben HaShvashot is what, 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah. So if you're sitting in Mincha and Shul, and you realize, oh no, I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, so you can go do one. You can also, by the way, you don't have to do it in your own home. If one of your friends lives next door to Shul, you can go to his house and do one.
So it really is just putting whatever it is on the flame.
Yeah, we'll get there. 1 second. It's coming. Okay? It's coming.
No, it's going to also stay
young. Yeah, there's guidelines. There's guidelines of sizes and content. It's coming. It's coming. There we go. Right now, Sif Bet. Erev Zeh. Osin oto bepat vitavshil. Vimlo aso elamitavshil levad mutter. What are you saying? You're saying, I began cooking for Shabbos. So what do you have to do? You have to cook something. You have to take a boiled item. And you want to bake for Shabbos. So you have to take a baked item. So our min hagolam is to take, this is what most people do, you take an egg, and we'll get into another reason why you need an egg in a minute, or people use an egg, not that you need an egg, but it makes sense to use an egg. You take an egg and a challah, and if it's Pesach, you take an egg and a matzah. Boiled item, baked item. Agreed?
Do you need to bake the item yourself?
No. Good question. We buy matzahs and challahs, right?
Yeah, I was worried you're going to burn the matzah if you put it in.
Yeah. So you take an egg, and you take a matzah, and you designate it. And we'll get to exactly what you say to designate it. That's coming up. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should have both a baked item and a boiled item. And it's actually machloket and tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says, based on what you want to do. What if you only want to bake? You only need a baked item. What if you only want to boil? You only need a boiled item. The Ri says, no, just use a cooked food. So the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Bet is saying, l'chadchila, you need both, but one is enough, just the tavshil is enough, b'diavad. Okay, that was Bet. Gimel, how much? Shir tavshil ze kizayit. You need one kizayit, olive bulk. Bein le'echad ben l'alafim. You're allowed to, we'll get into this in a second, one person for the whole house can make the Erev Tavshilin. It's not each individual. Your mother, your father, we'll also get into that in a second, can make it for the whole house. Even though there's 20 people in your house, one olive bulk is enough to be Yotze everybody. Which is why the minhag is to use an egg, because an egg is kibetza, which is definitely more than a kizayit. The roll size has to be at least that size. Our minhag is to use at least a good, nice size challah roll, a good full matzah, so that it will be kibetza. Next, Sif Dalet. What food, when you say cooked food? So, tzarech shehei tavtil zed davar shu royal lafeit boet apat lapuke daiso. What, any cooked food? No. The cooked food that you would eat with the bread. Like an egg, you would eat. It's called an egg salad sandwich. Anybody here ever eat one? Yes, you've all eaten one. So therefore...
How is if you're allergic to egg?
Okay, you don't have to. That's a good question.
Do you then need to do something different?
You should. Unless you're doing it for some member of your household who does eat it.
So if my dad's doing it for the family...
That's fine. That's fine. But... the idea is that it goes with it. But as opposed to daisa, daisa is like oatmeal or cream of wheat. So we don't, just because that's cooked and boiled, that doesn't work because it's not eaten with your bread. Siv Zayin. Mitzvah al kol adam la'arev. U mitzvah al kol gedol ha'ir la'arev al kol b'nei iro. Every person has a chiyuv. And if you're the rabbi or a gadol in a town, you should do an erev and have everybody in that town in mind. So that somebody who forgot can rely on you, or nanas, or didn't forget, but unforeseen circumstances beyond his control prevented him. Or he did make one and he lost it. Because remember, we said if it gets lost or eaten. What if you're dumb and don't know how to do these halachot? So all those people he has in mind. Somebody who could have made an Erev Tavshilin, should have made an Erev Tavshilin, and didn't. Elisha wrote, well, the rabbi's making one, let me just rely on him. Nikra Poshea is considered a sinner, negligent. And he cannot rely on the rabbi doing so on his behalf. So, the first statement we have is the rabbi has in mind people who forgot. Okay? So far we saw if it's Savik Hashefa, if it's Ben Hashmashud, you can make one. That's the first time you forgot. But what if you forgot and it's later? So here we have relying on the rabbi. Okay? We're going to discuss the preferences of these options, but keep in mind that's one option. Next, see if you'd bet. How you do it? ומברך על מצוות ערב. You say, ברוך אתה השם אלוקינו מלך העולם, אשר קידשנו צאתך וציוונו על מצוות ערב. And then there is a statement you say, ואומר, בדין יהי שרי לן להפויה לבשולי ולעצמוני ולדוקי שרגו, ולמעבד כל צרכנה מיום טוב לשבת, לנו לפלוני ולפלוני ולכל בני העיר הזאת. Meaning the, that one's extra. What does it mean? With this, it is allowed for us to bake, to cook, to warm on the fire, to light a fire, transferring properly, to do all our needs from Yantav to Shabbos for us and so and so and so and so, or for all the people in this town, if you're the rabbi doing it on behalf of the people in the town. Ramah. Umi she'enu yodeh b'loshon ha'kodesh, yachol omran b'loshon la'az shemivin. It's not a magical statement that you say in Aramaic. You're supposed to understand what you're saying. So if you need to, say it in English. Say it in Hebrew. Say it in whatever language you understand. If you don't speak that, if you don't understand that Aramaic, see if you're gimel. Afa pi sheiniach eruv eniachol v'ashel miyom tov rishon l'shabbat. Even though you made an eruv, what about this year when we have a two-day yantif? Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. So when are you supposed to cook for Shabbos? Friday. That's the whole idea. We want you to have fresh food on Shabbos. So what? Just because I made an Erev Tavshilin, I can now cook on Wednesday night? I can cook on Thursday for Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says, no. You cannot cook from Yom Tov Rishon for Shabbos, even though you made this Erev Tavshilin. Sif Ted Vav. Nechal Erev Vosha'avad Konam Shabbishel Shabbat. If it got eaten or lost, you can't rely on an Erev Tavshilin that got eaten before Shabbos. You have to make sure it remains until Shabbos. Then we make sure to eat it on Shabbos. Since the whole idea is that we cooked it for Shabbos, so it's part of our Shabbos food. But if you do want to eat it on Friday, once you've done all your Friday cooking for Shabbos, so then you can eat it. Siv Chaf. Here's the other one. Somebody who didn't make an Erev. There's still going to be more. Mishalo Erev. Kishem sha'asur levashel atzmo kach asur levashel achirim. He can't cook, not for himself, not for others. Afilu beitam, even in their home. V'gam achirim asur levashelo, and they cannot cook for him. So what's his solution? Ein lo takana l'shiyitin kimcho v'tavshilu l'achirim. Give your raw ingredients to someone else. She'arvu bibatana, and you give it to them. She'irvu, people who did make an Erev Tavshilin, you give it to them as a gift. It's theirs now. Behem, and the goodness of their heart, oflin or mevashlim and notin lo. Va'afilu bebeitu yichon mevashal, and they can even do it in his home. V'im ein sham acherim she'irvu, yesh omrim she'motu lafot betzimtzum, pad achad, l'vasha kader achad, l'anikar achad. Some say, I'm not sure the svara, but some say you can do some basic food. I mean, I think the svara is because you could really do it for yantif too. Because you could just eat one food right now. So you're allowed to do it on yantif. Since you're allowed to do it on yantif, for yantif, so we'll let you do it on Shabbos, probably because that's the Ikar Adin, Midaraita. Fine. Sivcha
Valach. Can you be invited, if you go hide and cook, can you, like, you can be invited out?
Yeah, but only... They shouldn't be cooking for you because you didn't, but they could be cooking for themselves and they have enough food, they can share. Sivcha Valach, im nizkar shelo irev kodem sedat shacharit. What happens if you remember Yantif morning that you didn't do an Erev Tavshilin? Yivashel harbe b'kedir achad v'yotir l'shabbat. Make a big stew, a big chillet, a big meatloaf, big meat roast, and now you'll have extras for Shabbos. You can make two big dishes. Three. But indeed, you have to eat some on Yantif to show that it's really for Yantif. And now you just happen to have leftovers for Shabbos. So again, that's yet another solution.
Isn't that like
dodging
them? It's a bit dodgy.
It's dodging it. It's true. I agree with you. So we're going to get to which ones we prefer. Sivcha Bet. What if it, we have 2 day yantif, and you remember on the first one that you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin? This doesn't work for Rosh Hashanah, but this works for the other holidays in Chutz La'aretz where we have Yom Tov Rishon, which is Doraita, and Yom Tov Sheni, which is Derabanan. Why is that not true for Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is what we call Yama Arechta. No, it's also Derabanan, but they were Gzeira, that it's like Doraita. They made the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah like one. But in regular Yom Tov Shel Galiot, Yachol Harei Betznai, you can make the following condition. Im Hayom Kadosh, if today is really Yom Tov, Einot Tzarech La'arev. Why? Because tomorrow isn't Yom Tov. Tomorrow would be a Yom Chol. Right? It's only Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galiot. If today, Thursday, is Yom Tov, Friday isn't Yom Tov, so I could just cook tomorrow for Shabbos with no issue at all. So I don't need an Erev. Vim Hayom Chol, and if today is a weekday, so then I'm now making my Erev Tavshilin for tomorrow's Yom Tov for Shabbos. Be'erev Zeh Yeshari Lam Lafuye Vashule, etc. Okay, you understood that Tznai? It's Thursday. It could be Yom Tov, it could not be Yom Tov, right? It could be Yom Tov because today is Aleph Tishrei. Or it could really be Chavtet or Lamed El. Right? We don't know. We have a suffix. Is today Rosh Chodesh? Is today Rosh Hashanah or not? Okay, so not for Rosh Hashanah, but we don't know. Is today Tefav Tishrei or is today Yedal Tishrei? Is today Sukkot or not? So, I say, if today is Sukkot, that means that tomorrow is not Yom Tov. Tomorrow is Chol HaMoed. Right? We only have Yom Tov Sheni out of Suffolk. So that means if today is Yom Tov, tomorrow isn't. So I can just cook tomorrow and I don't need an Erev Tavshil. But if today is not Yom Tov, that means today is Chol. That means tomorrow is Yom Tov. And in order to cook tomorrow, I'm going to need an Erev Tavshilin. So then this is my Erev Tavshilin.
So you can make an Erev Tavshilin. Well, what's better, to make an Erev Tavshilin on the first day so that you can cook on the second day being the one day Yom Tov, or better to wait and say that it goes Yom Tov, Chol, Shabbat?
No, you have to do this tonight. And you say, if I need this, then here it is. If I don't need this, then I'm not doing it.
How do you
remember? That's what I'm saying. How do you choose between which one you go for?
No, no, no. Everybody right now is keeping 2 days of Yom Tov. I don't mean for Rosh Hashanah. Sukkot is coming up in 2 weeks in America, in South Africa, in Australia. They're going to keep Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Correct.
So everybody is. But we are saying, halachically, we know that we're keeping one of these days out of Minhag Avotein Yadeinu, out of a Sukkot. So we are making a Tznai. If today is the real Yom Tov, then tomorrow is not the real Yom Tov. So I won't need to make an Erev Tavshilin this week because Friday isn't Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And if today is not Yom Tov, then tomorrow is the real Yom Tov. So I will need an Erev Tavshilin to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. So I am making this Erev Tavshilin right now, but it's not. If it's an Erev Tavshilin, it's an Erev Tavshilin. If it's not an Erev Tavshilin, it's nothing. It's just a sandwich.
Oh, so it's better to make it.
You make it.
Right.
And then it may not be anything.
Okay, fine.
So the Magen Avraham even says you can make a bracha on this thing. Rabbi Akiva Eger says no. Meaning out of this suffix, Erev Tavshilin you're making. So what if no one made an Erev Tavshilin? We saw right now Shulchan Aruch, Siv Chav Bet, said you do based on suffix. If today's Yom Tov, tomorrow's a weekday, I can cook tomorrow weekday. Tomorrow anyway. If today's a weekday, I can still make the Erev Tavshilin for tomorrow. The other way out, we saw in Siv Zayin. The rabbi makes it. And we said, you're a posheya if you rely on this lechatchila. The Mishnah Brura actually says, if you forget twice, you're a posheya. We don't let you rely on the rabbi. In other words, one time I forgot, so the rabbi makes it for people who forgot. So what if first days of Sukkot I didn't make it, and then for Simchas Torah I didn't make it? Oh, I forgot again. Can I rely on the rabbi? So the Mishnah Berurah says no. You forget once, that happens to anybody. You're a human being. Rely on the rabbi. You forget twice, now you're somebody who's negligent. The rabbi has in mind the people who don't know or the people who forgot, not the people who are negligent. So what is twice? Does it have to be consecutive? Or at any point in your life, if I, you know, I did it once when I was 14 years old, and now I'm an old man, and 95 I forget again, and now I can never rely on it for the 25 years left of my life, I may have asked Shana. So the Chai Adam indeed says that, even not consecutive. And the Kaf HaChayim says, no, only consecutive. And there are others who are more mekel, doesn't apply, etc. But those are the rules of Erev Tavshilin.